it's the 15th of April, and the Titanic sank on this date. And I saw this story this morning, John, and it's one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard about the making of the movie. I've never heard it before, but according to, it's true. It's like an urban myth, but it's true. The headline reads, Canadian police ordered to release more information about the infamous Titanic PCP chowder incident, where Bill Paxton and James Cameron and 50 other Titanic crew members got dosed with PCP in their chowder. And they say the PCP chowder incident is a real, actual event that happened during the filming of the future blockbuster in August of 1996, when at least the 50 crew members and Bill Paxton and James Cameron and all that were dosed with angel dust someone slipped into the soup they were sharing. A story told more than on one occasion, it says, by the late Bill Paxton during his talk show rounds, so he told it. And then it says James Cameron supposedly made himself throw up to get the drug out of his system, and Paxton rode out the high by going back to his trailer and drinking some beer.
Now, what happens, Brad, when you drink with the pee? What are the effects of
angel dust? I have no.
Because I remember.
Well, here's what James Cameron said about it. James Cameron described the incident in 2009. He said, people are moaning and crying, wailing, collapsed on tables and gurneys. The DP, Caleb Deschanel, a leading member of the crew, led a highly vocal conga line down the hall. So some people are having a great time, and some people are not, apparently.
When I was in grade school, the nuns used to bring in these projectors, and they'd show these movies from the 1950s, these PSAs.
Yes.
And they were about, you know, don't do drugs. There was one about angel dust.
Mm-hmm.
And people were jumping off buildings what I remember.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff
that's what's going to happen.
What
you're
going to
jump
happen.
Off of a building.
They say now more information about the incident is due to come to light. Nova Scotia's Information and Privacy Commissioner has ordered Halifax Police, to unredact at least some of the reports on the investigation, which was closed without naming a culprit in 1999. The commissioner apparently found that they didn't want to get the information publicly on record and what have you, and with third-party accounts and stuff like that. But they said, you can read the order yourself. It's fairly dense with legalese, but they said, according to CTV News, you could possibly publicly get all the information as soon as May. And they say potentially kicking off what would be one of the weirdest true crime investigations of all time.
So just now they're like really digging in on this thing?
For some reason, I don't know if there's some kind of statute that kind of lifted on who can talk or why things are being unredacted or whatever that means. But according to the CTV News and the Nova Scotia Information and Privacy Commissioner, they're reopening the investigation. I mean, that's like that legendary story about the Grateful Dead, someone dosing the coffee pot while they were on, you know, the Playboy at night, Playboy After Dark.
Yes, yeah.
And everybody got high, the crew, including Hugh Hefner and everything. So this happened to Bill Paxton, James Cameron, and 50 other people.
Nobody jumped off of
apparently
a building
not.
There. But, yeah, do you remember those? Those films, maybe you had them in health class. Where they bring in these were public service. They're like short, like 10-minute, 15-minute films. And you see some guy who had just ingested some drugs on the edge of a building and is about to jump off. And kids, stay away from the funny grass. Stay away from the
effects of angel
pills
dust.
And angel dust.
I found this envelope with six caps in it.
Yeah, six caps
in it. There's a chemical lab report on it.
Black Beauty.
They had all the names for it.